With our new Navy Federal Visa Cash Rewards credit card, you can buy something nice for someone else and get cash back to spend smartly however you choose. And with low rates, no caps on the amount of rewards received, and no expiration on rewards, you get the most out of every dollar you spend. So now, you can give a little and receive a lot with rewards that really add up. To find out more, visit NavyFederal.org.
At Boeing, we build the best airplanes in the world, and we couldn't do it without our dedicated workforce. I'm Ross Bogue, Manufacturing Vice President for Boeing.
And I'm Jim Bearden. I represent aerospace machinists who manufacture airplanes for Boeing. We oppose Initiative 1125.
1125 will hurt Washington's economy. By delaying or canceling the transportation improvements we rely on to move Boeing's goods and products to market.
Last year, Boeing drivers logged more than 8.5 million miles on Washington roads. We count on safe roads to get to and from work. But 1125 will stall critical road safety improvements.
And it will increase the cost of transportation projects by 18%.
That's why the Boeing Company and aerospace machinists strongly oppose Initiative 1125.
We're voting no.
And we urge you to do the same. Because if 1125 passes,
Washington's economy will pay the price.
Paid for by the Boeing Company.
Stop by your local Staples for 30% off any copy and print order of $30 or more. They'll print everything you need, from business cards to postcards. Offer ends 11/12. Get your coupon at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Slow going eastbound 520 just after I-5 to the water. Breaks up after that, but you're going to be heavy actually all the way past Bellevue Way. Westbound backed up there at 108. Southbound 405, stop and go 527 through Kirkland. Right about an hour on the drive from Everett to Bellevue. And northbound looking at a solid backup there approaching the Maple Valley Highway to 44th. We've got a slow go northbound 5 Boeing access into the convention center. It's right about 45 minutes from Federal Way to Seattle. Traffic is brought to you by YourTrafficAlerts.com, making your commute better with personalized traffic reports. Sign up now for free at YourTrafficAlerts.com, a service of your friends at State Farm. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, there was a tragedy at Friday night's Best of Western Washington local band showcase.
God did not put me on this earth to be awakened by filthy suggestions from a foul-mouthed hooligan like you.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
KJRFM Seattle.
Oldies 95.7.
Are we there? Okay. All right, so something bad happened to Aaron Jones. Is he the bass player?
No, Aaron's a guitar.
Who plays the bass?
DeAndre is the bass player.
Okay, the worst of it happened to DeAndre.
Conrad on drums, DeAndre on bass, Aaron on guitar.
And those guys, to set the table, those guys had to play and go. They had a gig over in Eastern Washington. I mean, they went on stage. I mean, they blew the house up. I mean, that crowd.
The place went nuts.
Oh, my Lord. But then they had to, you know, hit it and get it, which is what.
So I wasn't there when they played because it was Friday. And if you know me and if you know Jeff Kathan, well, you know that he physically labors for a living, works really, really hard. And you know me, my brain is just shot by Friday. It's hard to tell from the outside, but that muscle, whew.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff and I took Jeff to my house so that after he was all done setting up, he could just lay down and, like, meditate, even if he wasn't going to fall asleep. And me, too. I just needed an hour of silence.
You guys cuddled for a while, did you?
No.
I'm just wrapping my brain around the visual of that.
Yeah,
nice.
No, I just put him in the guest room, and he lay down a little bit. And actually, Lisa and I watched a little bit of the World Series, but she knew that I needed to just chill.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went back, and we pull into the parking lot. And I think Aaron had just finished and left.
Yeah.
And there were five bands plus us. So we were about the third band.
Yeah, Aaron was number two behind Platinum Spandex, and then Aaron. Then Perry Acker, I think, was number three.
Perry Acker was on when I walked in, so that makes perfect sense. So Jeff and I are pulling into the parking lot. And by the way, what a weekend of rain. Now, it depended on where you were. There were some areas that were dry while others were getting drenched. But out in the bogland that is Snoqualmie and in many other places, you saw inches and inches of rain this weekend. And it was windy and it was cold and it was, you know, normally here in the Northwest, we get a lot of clouds But the amount of actual inches of rainfall we get per year is, it's like the same as Boston. It's not as bad as our reputation.
Friday night was a dumper.
Friday night was a dumper.
Totally.
And so we're just, I mean, I'm just trying to keep the windshield clear enough to see. You know it's bad when you have the windshield on the fastest possible setting and it's still blurry.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some of that. As I pull in the parking lot, I hear... Actually, it was more like fa-dump as the wheel drove over something.
Like a speed bump or something?
It was a speed bump. It was a beautiful bass guitar speed bump.
Oh.
The bass guitar belonging to...
DeAndre.
DeAndre from Aaron Jones on the Way. Now, I didn't know this at first. I got out of the car and I went, ah, wonder what that was. And I would have kept going. Because it's parking lot debris. Who cares about parking lot debris?
Make sure it's not a human or an animal or something and move on.
If it was a human, I would have felt more.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm saying you don't move on if it's a human.
Make sure it's not tire damage,
yes,
man.
Of course. So I'm starting to walk, but Jeff walks back and he lifts it up and goes, it's a guitar case. And I said, well, I hope it's an empty guitar case. And it wasn't. It was a bass guitar case. And you know how you hate to unzip it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think maybe by some miracle.
You think it's like a Timex watch? It's just going to keep on ticking?
It wasn't. It was like a Timex piece of peanut brittle. So
it's a nice bassy place, too. That's
a gorgeous. I forget what kind it is.
Broken is
No, it's a certain kind of brand name.
Yeah, yeah. Expensive.
That is a cool bass.
It's called the Brittle.
Yeah. It gives new meaning to the word Fender, doesn't it?
To quote the great Clouseau, nothing enough.
So I bring this shattered bass in, and Jeff says, I'll bring it in for you, thinking that I might want to get out of it being known that it was me. And at first I felt bad because I'm Catholic. I feel guilty just, you know, for using air. But then I thought, wait a minute, this is, somebody left a bass laying in the road. It's not my fault. But I felt bad for whoever's bass it was. And DeAndre. So hopefully he's sleeping. So it turns out that Aaron Jones and The Way won the fan vote and wins the free recording session at London Bridge Recording Studio, literally a world-class recording of their biggest song, and a great producer, Jeff Ott, and everything is going their way that night, with the exception that when they were packing the truck, they left the bass lying on the cement.
So now their song is going to be like the White Stripes, just drums and guitar. There will be no bass.
I don't know. I know this. I know that Lars at Snoqualmie Casino already talking with Evan. Evan Sheely is a spokesperson for the company that makes this bass. And they're going to replace the bass.
Yeah, Lars.
Wow.
He was on the phone with Steve Foss, and he goes, oh, we'll get this figured out. Eddie from Queensryche, we'll figure it out.
But what I never got the answer to was, what happened when Aaron Jones and The Way showed up with no bass at their gig?
That's what I was wondering, because where they were going was not a place that you're going to easily find a bass.
Where they were going was where?
The Brick in Roslyn, Washington. They were heading east, so you show up there. I mean, there's got to be a bass player somewhere in Roslyn or Cleveland, but
if you forgot to bring your jug or your banjo.
I mean, if they were heading to Belltown or Fremont to play a gig, you could probably...
Well, sure, I got a fiddle, no problem.
So I don't know how that went.
We don't know how it went, but congratulations to them on winning the popular vote. And I don't bear any responsibility for this. Think about it. I know you'd love to blame me, but good luck.
It's just funny that it happened to be you, of all the people, who just rolled in, thump, broke that.
I take the blame for being funny.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And I'll tell you, the 20 minutes of music they played, all the bands were great. Don't get me wrong. They were all great. But I have a soft spot for Aaron, and he delivered. And that they just get warmed up at 20 minutes. I mean, you got to go see this guy play
a
full show.
They may be the next big thing out of Seattle. Okay. Conan O'Brien is celebrating his one-year anniversary on TBS. He is officiating a gay wedding. And it'll air sometime this week, I guess.
Just odd, a little odd.
It seems odd for Conan, yeah.
It's a staff member that wanted to be married. Maybe that's a way for the staff member to do it on the cheap, but it does seem a little ratings-driven, I guess.
All right.
Well, he's jumping the shark.
And we need to contact Casey over at Q13. I think Eric has tried to reach her. Did you find her yet?
I just left a message for Aaron Jones, actually, and I'm going to call Casey right now.
You did not leave a message for Casey yet?
No, not yet.
You better get her now while she's working, because, boy, she don't answer her phone anymore. You get the you get the TV star message, you know. You get the sometimes you get the message box for a person who doesn't care about you is full. And sometimes you get the, hi, this is Casey, call you back. And then, like, 3 days later, I go, biatch, didn't call me back.
Well, she goes to bed even earlier than you these days, doesn't she?
I know.
That's why you leave a message.
But I like to think that, like, we gave her her start in the business. And that if I call, like, only once every 6 months, she'll be like, oh, Bob called, and she'll call me back. But she doesn't call me back.
Do you leave a message saying that it's important? Or do you say just calling to see how it's going?
It's my voice. That should be enough.
You think she...
You're right. No.
To repeat, it's me.
Well, here's what happens is I realize that I don't call everybody back either. Like, when I get a blur, I don't know how you handle too many messages, but when you get a blizzard of messages, you call the ones that are emergencies, and you go with the others. You say, oh, I'll take care of those later. Do you ever do that?
I don't call anybody back.
I know.
No, yeah, it's overwhelming.
It is. It emails can be overwhelming. And so I realize that she's a TV star now, and it's overwhelming. But I wish I made that threshold of call that person
I will
back.
Tell you how to get a hold of her within the hour. Okay. Are you ready? Text her.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was going to say, this is Dr. Smith's office, and the test results are in.
No, I don't call anybody back. But if you text me, I get it back to you in 2 minutes. Because
you know, there are some people like that. My son is like that,
well,
too.
Yeah. Plus, when you're busy and, I mean, I can't always talk on the phone. Right. Plus, I have a baby and everything, but I can always text.
See, to me, a text is more intrusive than a phone call, but I got to get into that mindset.
Texter.
Of texting.
Texting is convenient for the recipient at their time, at their speed.
So the reason I got a caller is that we have almost finished Proud Mary. And there is a verse for Casey to sing. And then the introduction, which I promised her, where she does the, you know, we never do things nice and easy. We like to do things rough. That whole thing. She's gonna do that.
Nice.
And she's going to sing the fourth verse. But all the other Spikettes are on there. I don't want to say it officially yet, but I think we may have our guitar player. And we may even, from all of the tens of auditions that came in, I think we may have our horn section. We may actually have an entire horn section now to play with us. Trombone, trumpet, sax, just, you know, crazy. And a guitar player whom I met and recorded with this weekend, and he was such a stellar player.
Does he have a sweet mullet?
He, I'm sure, had a mullet picture in his wallet at some point before he burned it. Most of the good ones did.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I got to get Casey for singing. And Pedro has the you don't want to hear like before it's done, do you?
Yep.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear a little bit about how Proud Mary's going to come out?
Sure.
All right. Yesterday, Scott Adams came and did the saxophone part and the horn sections in, guitars.
Wow.
There's a Susan Day is playing piano.
She's awesome.
She's really awesome.
Yeah.
All right, here's just a little taste of it. Just play
you
a little
from
bit.
From the beginning?
Not from the beginning. Just like move it into like where it picks up and gets fast. I don't know if you know where that is. These are the Spikettes. All right, now here's where the horns come in. Rolling down, roll on the river. Danelle. So you got Danelle, you got Susan, you got Trish, and we need Casey. And so there's a part of me that thinks she's a TV star now. Maybe I'm bugging her to do this, and she doesn't really want to do it.
It's possible.
It is possible.
It's possible.
It's quite possible.
Only because also it takes a while to get out to your house.
Yeah.
So there's like, it's not like she's, you're just right downtown and she could just pop in. There's no popping over to North
no.
End.
No. Maybe there's a traffic helicopter could bring her out.
I don't think she's blowing you off.
I think she, well, here's the deal. You know, I don't care. Here's the thing. I wouldn't be personal, but I'd get over being personally offended very fast.
Okay.
Because I am nothing but proudness. For her career, yeah. And that she's gone on to be a television star, but she should just tell me.
Well, I've watched. This
I don't
girl.
Want to be in your stupid little band.
Oh yeah, that's an easy Wait, conversation.
I've watched this girl perform on stage for the last 5 years.
Eric's telling me somebody's on the phone, but the call screener isn't working, so I don't know who that is, Eric.
Actually, I got a message from Casey. Sent us a message.
Yes,
I hope you're gonna love this because it's what she means.
I don't care. I don't care.
Right.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care. Everybody, I don't care. I don't. He does not care.
She's communicating via soundbite now. That's fine.
Well, the thing is, she's busy, but if you just call her and say, would you like to sing this? And if not, Susan's would be happy to. And I think you'll get a response.
Oh, if someone else will do it.
I am here.
Someone said that's the quickest way to get her to do anything. Say, listen, Susan can do it.
Susan melted it out on
Eric, why don't you just tell me who it is? Eric's, it's funny, the call screener program breaks. So what Eric does is he walks back and forth to try and reboot it to get it. Yet he could just turn on the mic and tell me who's there.
That could be President Obama for all we know. Who is it?
Could be. But actually, we do have somebody pretty cool. First of all, we have our Word of the Day winner on line one. And we have Professor Joel Cohen. He's a professor of Earth and Environmental Science from Columbia University to talk about the 7 billionth person being born.
Today's the day?
Today's the day.
Wow. And unlike the Armageddon, they're pretty sure. Like, it's like you're not going to wake up tomorrow and nobody's born.
Oh, that's a shame.
All right. I need his name.
Joel Cohen.
I don't have any bio, but it sounds interesting anyway. Joel, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. How do scientists know that the 7 billionth person is being born today? They don't know for sure, right?
It could have been last year. It could have been yesterday. It could be next year.
So it's a
Rivers Show. What can I do for you?
Hold on. So it's a scientific law of averages, basically, that this is the median possible probable time.
It's fairly likely, but it's what we would call an enlightened estimate.
Right. Do you also weigh in on Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all those other things too, or is this? I mean, how do we? Why today?
Why today? Well. We have censuses every 5 or 10 years, depending on the country,
right.
And we have current estimates of birth and death. So if you put those together, you can make a reasonable estimate of where we were recently and how fast we're increasing.
Okay.
So today is a reasonable estimate, just like your estimated taxes, of where we approximately are. But the actual date is much less important than the fact that sometime around now, we will have 7 billion, and only 12 years ago, we had only 6 billion. It took from the beginning of time until about 1800 to put the first billion people on Earth, but we have put another billion people on Earth in only the last 12 years.
And this is fascinating because we have the feeling, because we all recycle and because most of us here in the U.S., I think, have one or two kids, we have the feeling that population explosion is over, but not so true, is it?
It's definitely not true. The world is currently growing in numbers by about 76, maybe 80 million people a year. That's another country the size of Germany, or in 4 years, it's another United States. So the population explosion is over in Japan. It's over in Germany. It's over in 50 countries.
What about the United States?
The United States happens to be exactly on the line. We're still growing by a couple of million a year.
Got it.
But our fertility levels are just at replacement level. So if that continued indefinitely, we would level off.
Is that
However,
because
the U.S. is still growing yeah. fairly rapidly?
Is that because we're richer countries that have the luxury of deciding how many children we want to have?
I'm sorry, would you repeat the question?
We're more well off as a country than other parts of the world, and we have the luxury of choosing how many children we have. We don't have to have children to work in the fields or to build iPods or whatever. I'm guessing. Why is it that these countries, some countries, have it under control and other countries are way out of control?
That's a very complicated question. I wouldn't even – let me just go back to the assumption that the U.S. has it under control. Actually, 48% of conceptions in the United States are unplanned or unintended. And those conceptions, some of them miscarry, some of them are aborted, but 1.7 million unplanned conceptions a year result in births. So to say that we've got it under control is to confuse control with numbers. We have low numbers, but we certainly do not have it under control. 48% is way above the world average for unintended pregnancies, which is only 41%. So we've got a little housekeeping to do right here at home before we can claim that we've got our situation under control.
Now, we added a billion people in the last 12 years. Isn't that about how long it's expected to take to put another billion on the planet?
Yeah, in round numbers, it could be 13 or 14 years. We don't have crystal balls in this business. We make a reasonable guess. But, yes, it could be another 13, 14.
So that's not so bad. I mean,
that's pretty fast.
It's fast, but if we do it the same as we did it before, that's pretty good. I mean, it's not doubling upon itself.
Actually, it shows a slowing of the rate of growth.
Right.
Okay.
A bigger base population, and you take as long to add a billion, that means that your rate of growth is slowing. But, you know, the thing is, the Earth ain't getting any bigger. The continents.
That's the first, by the way, that's the first non-scientific thing I heard you say. The Earth ain't getting any bigger. You are a professor. You're a PhD in mathematics. You're a PhD in population science. And
you know all that.
I'm reading your
informed.
I'm reading your bio, and that's fascinating to me. What motivated you to get into this profession? What drives you?
Well, when I graduated from college, I had never been out of the U.S. except to Canada, and my college said, this boy needs a broadening experience. And they sent me around the world for 14 months by myself, and I saw a lot of children in Asia and Africa and Latin America who were so poor and so sick that they really did not have much of a chance to enjoy the dignity of being a human being the way you and I take it for granted that we're going to have food on the table and good health and a house to call home. And I had been thinking about medical school, and I realized, man, treating patients after they're sick ain't going to cut it with these people. We have to make sure that every child that's born is wanted and there's a world willing and happy to receive that child and do good by that child. And so I decided I better understand something about rapid population growth, high fertility, poverty, and the world's environment so that we can take better care of the children we've got. We have right now about a billion people who wake up hungry every day, are hungry all day long, and they go to sleep hungry. And the problem with population is not in the future. It's right now, and it's every day. And that's why I'm glad you're having a discussion on the 7 billion, because this is a problem that's here day after day after day. It ain't something that comes and goes. It's with us all the time.
Yet here in America, our kids are going to be running around in costumes, and we're going to be handing them food like crazy tonight.
You know what? We're going to spend on Halloween about $6.9 billion. And do you know how much it would cost to provide modern contraception for all the world's women who are in need of contraception? $6.7 billion.
Mm. Wow.
less than we're spending on Halloween.
But how do you talk their men into it? I mean, it's not just the women, right? I mean, it's a cultural thing.
You are absolutely right. And so we have to focus on men and women.
Well,
And we need, you know, that's an area where we need more research and more action.
You won an award.
To hunger for a second. May I come back to hunger for just a
second? Yeah, you bet.
Thank you. According to our Department of Agriculture in the United States, in the last year, one household in seven in the United States, with a total of 48 million people, did not have enough money at some point during the year to buy the food needed for the members of the household. So food insecurity affects the United States as well as the rest of the world. Of course, it's not the same problem because this, I said it's sometime during the year, whereas the billion people who are chronically hungry, it's every single day.
Every day.
You won an award for your book, How Many People Can the Earth Support? Is there a number? I'm getting a sense maybe not, but does that end with a number? How many people can our planet sustain?
It's a short book.
Thank you very much for your kind plug to my book. I urge everybody to go buy 2, 3, or 4 copies. To answer your question.
There are not enough people to support his book. That's why you need to buy 2, 3, or 4 copies.
Absolutely.
Give them out for trick-or-treat.
Yeah.
Right. But the point is, the answer to that question is, it depends. Because it depends whether we want everybody to live in poverty, stacked in shelves like a concentration camp, or we want everybody to live in a McMansion, or we want everybody to live in some reasonable kind of equity. If we have a few rich people and billions of hungry poor people, we can support many, many people. But if everybody wants to have a reasonable middle-class life, that's a different story. So the answer is really, it depends, you know, what we want out of life, and also it depends how we organize ourselves. For example, if two countries have a difference of opinion about a border, let's say, are they going to go to war and blow each other up, or are they going to have a negotiation? Well, that affects how many people the Earth can support. You know, if your country has food and my country has coal, are we going to trade, in which case we can both prosper, or are you going to keep your food but have no energy and I'm going to be hungry but have lots of coal? So it depends how we organize ourselves right, economically. I can tell you that in the last half century, various people have estimated how many people the Earth can support at between 1 billion and 1,000 billion. But most of the estimates are in the range between about 7 and 14 billion.
Which we're coming up on.
Yeah, Professor, you sound very, very informed, very compassionate. But your credibility has just taken a dive for me because I see you also wrote the book called Absolute Zero Gravity, a collection of humor, jokes about science.
Yes,
there's no such thing as science jokes.
Yeah, science jokes. Well, you know, in my business, if you don't have a sense of humor, you really got a big, big, big problem. So,
can you tell us one of them?
Yeah, let's hear one.
But does it have to be printable or not?
Ah,
I like it.
We have our hand on the dump button.
All right, I'll tell you a limerick I wrote. There once was a mathematician who preferred an exotic position. 'Twas the joy of his life to enjoy with his wife topologically complex coition.
That is the greatest.
The censors are scratching their head right now.
Yeah. Professor Joel Cohen, you also have a book called Casual Groups of Monkeys and Men. Is that something I should not have in my carry-on in case they have to pull it out?
You probably shouldn't have that in your carry-on. You know, we have so much in common with the other creatures that we share the planet with. Mm. And that extends not only do some of us look like monkeys, and in fact, if you look carefully at the cover, my face is on the cover of the book, but you can't tell it from the other monkey faces. Not only do we look like monkeys, but a lot of our social behavior is remarkably similar. And we're not doing a very good job for caring for our companions on the Earth. There's a lot of room for improvement in protecting the natural habitats. Now, you guys out there in the Northwest, you're doing a pretty good job most of the time.
Thank you.
But
as are you, Joel.
You're welcome. But poverty drives a lot of people to cut down the last tree because it's a question of the next, of cooking the next meal. So I'm very concerned that we take care of all the species on the planet.
Joel, you're a really amazing guy, professor of earth and environmental science. We're going to put up a link to some of your books. We, by the way, we do missions to third world countries. We've been to Africa several times. We're going to the Amazon rainforest with World Vision. And we just came back from Bangladesh last year. So your statements really hit home. You say it very, very well.
More power to you and keep up the good work.
All right, Joel. We'll call you in 14 years.
Thank you.
When we hit 8 billion, or maybe sooner.
Have a good time.
All right, take care. Bye. What a nice scientist, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty dry at the beginning, but you get
at first he was really dry, and then I thought, let's ask him what makes you tick.
Could I tell a dirty science joke?
It was brilliant.
All right, it's 8:32. Still to come on the show, which presidential candidate has the best taste in movies? All the major candidates, including President Obama, were asked to reveal what their favorite movie of all time is. Big Boeing news is expected today. Boeing is going to build spaceships.
You betcha.
And the word of the day winner is on the phone. Hi, Robin Arlington. What was the word?
Mullet.
Mullet in a sentence.
Every guy on a Bob Rivers show and some monkeys once had a mullet.
Once had a mullet.
Wow.
Thank you. Did you also have, do you have an embarrassing mullet picture? Hey, Rob. Oh, lost his cell. What did he win, Eric?
Oh, he won a pair of tickets to the Taste of Tulalip on November 12th. This is an incredible event. Some of the best wine that you can possibly have and food.
All right, very good. On the movie scene this weekend, man, I wanted to see a movie and I did not get out. It was the one we interviewed last week for that was a limited release.
Margin Call.
Margin Call.
Do you know you can see that on Comcast On Demand?
No.
You know there's the movie section where there's the new to theaters or in theaters, but it's never the ones you want to see? Margin Call's in
Margin
there.
Call's on it.
Yep.
So it's an independent film. It's in some theaters.
I watched it over the weekend. It's
What'd
great.
You think?
It's great. It's okay. Depressing and great.
Number one, Puss in Boots. $34 million.
We had Antonio Banderas on last week.
Did you go to see that with your daughter?
No.
Is she too old for cartoons?
She doesn't jump up and need to be the first one there. I think she would like to see it. Did Darby go see it?
You know, this weekend's it's a holiday weekend. Darby's
Halloween.
Birthday was, you know, then party. So.
I think it's a tough weekend to open a movie. Yeah. Paranormal Activity 3. Is this a great movie? I expect it to be terrible.
The Paranormal series has gotten quite a cult following. They're really low budget.
The commercials are terrifying. And only so much that they show audiences. They're showing like night vision shots of the audiences watching this movie. And these people are freaking out, crying. They're so scared. I want no parts of that stuff.
I don't pay to be scared.
This is the one weekend people do.
Okay.
Puss in Boots, by the way, is the biggest in history, the biggest opening.
Biggest Halloween opening.
Halloween weekend.
The movie In Time did $12 million, and I believe that's horribly rated.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
So-so.
Phenomenal.
Footloose, which got some pretty good reviews from some people, did $5.4 million in its third week. The Rum Diary, $5 million.
I'd like to see that. Johnny Depp. Hunter S. Thompson novel.
Real Steel is 4.7 million. It's its fourth week. The Three Musketeers, second week. Haven't there been like 18 Three Musketeers movies?
Yes.
What's the reason for another one?
I couldn't even tell you who's in this one.
The Ides of March, which is a great movie. I saw that.
Clooney, right?
It's George Clooney, yeah. And he's a politician. And like all politicians, he'll let you down, but you believe in him and you think he's the dream. That is only doing $2.7 million. And Moneyball, which was a huge hit, but doesn't seem to be a monster box office hit, comes in at number 9 with $2.4 million. And then the religious cop movie, Courageous, is number 10. It's 8:36. When we come back, Boeing is going to build spaceships.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
Interactive. On 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
And now I name you the winner.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Winning. Wow.
Thank you.
Americans love a winner.
I'm winning.
the 3K a day cash money giveaway.
I just won $1,000.
From Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
Fantastic.
5 days each fall, the world of automobiles comes to Seattle.
State Farm presents the Seattle International Auto Show, November 2nd through 6th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. Also sponsored by AutoTrader.com, BECU, and the Seattle Times.
Show me new.
Everything high tech, high touch, and high performance.
Show me cool.
Exotics and supercars from around the world.
Show me green.
All the fuel-saving hybrids and new electrics.
Show me everything in between.
Hundreds of vehicles from the functional to fantastic.
Get your discount coupons from participating local State Farm agents and discover at the show the credit union difference with BECU.
And thanks to AutoTrader.com, kids 12 and under get in free.
For 5 days, we show it all to you.
State Farm presents the Seattle Auto Show.
Check out the Honda Odyssey, the Dodge Journey, the Cadillac CTS, and 400 more 2012 models at the Seattle Auto Show, opening Wednesday and running through Sunday at CenturyLink Field Event Center. For all the specs, drive to SeattleAutoShow.com.
Like a comfy leather couch you just can't bring yourself to get out of. So goes the left lane of the highway for an absent-minded few.
Pemco Insurance presents Northwest Profile Number 51. Oblivious left lane occupant.
It matters not how many honks, high beams, or dirty looks he receives because he's in his own little world. A world where speed limit 60 can actually mean 51. And the words, stay right except to pass, are merely a suggestion. Perhaps it's the breathtaking mountain view, or maybe it's the continuous soft hits on the radio, or maybe he thinks this is London, England, if he thinks at all. Oblivious left lane occupant, you're one of us. And like you, we're happy right where we are. So we provide the kind of fast, fair claim service that keeps Northwest people coming back. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local Pemco agent, or visit Pemco.com. Pemco, we're a lot like you, a little different. Pemco Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Quick, what can you make for dinner that's healthy, locally produced, and something your whole family will love? The answer is as close as your neighborhood QFC, where you'll find all kinds of Northwest-grown favorites, like Draper Valley Chicken. This week only, Draper Valley boneless, skinless chicken breast or buy one, get one free. Speaking of locally grown, QFC has a great selection of Northwest Gala apples arriving fresh, and you can get 10 pounds for just $10. Of course, Halloween is just around the corner, and if you're hosting a party, we've got you covered with a great selection of party trays in the deli, fun treats in the bakery, and all your favorite candy. And you won't want to miss this incredible buy on soft drinks. Right now, selected 12-pack cans or 6-pack bottles of Coke, Pepsi, or 7-Up are 3 for just $10. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from QFC. It's just $25 and there's no appointment necessary. See your QFC pharmacist today for details.
Hey, Bob Rivers here for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. I've been asking you to email me, show@bobrivers.com, and tell me about your experience there. Also, let me know if you have some questions. Well, we gathered together some listeners and we all met up at Bellevue Rare Coins. It was a blast. Even my wife, Lisa, brought some jewelry. This time, she bought some junk. And Ryan said, this is probably worth more for sentimental value. Some of our listeners bought massive diamonds and necklaces made of gold. One had had an interest in a jewelry store, and so he had all these little gold spare parts and pieces that he thought were worth nothing. No, they were worth about $500. Ryan will sit there, or one of his people, and weigh this stuff out for you and pay you more than anyone else. Tell me about your experience. Email me at show@bobrivers.com, and I'll forward to the guys. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll tell you what your valuables are really worth, and they'll pay you more money.
Join us at the third annual Taste of Tulalip, held at Tulalip Resort Casino. Sip, savor, and learn November 11th and 12th at a celebration of wine, food, and tradition. Featuring over 100 top Washington, Napa Valley, and Italian wineries. Meet top chef alumni Carla Hall, local chef and mixologist Kathy Casey, and wine celebrity Thirsty Girl Leslie Sabracco. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit www.tasteoftulalip.com or call 360-716-1239.
Recent week. A yes vote on 1183 has been endorsed by more than 20 Washington newspapers, including the Seattle Times, Everett Herald, Kitsap Sun, Vancouver Columbian, and Spokane Spokesman Review.
Yes on 1183 is also endorsed by public safety officials throughout the state and by organizations representing more than 5,000 local restaurants, grocery stores, and family wineries.
That's because 1183 gets our state government out of the business of selling liquor, strengthens Washington's liquor laws, benefits taxpayers and consumers, and increases revenues for vital public services.
In fact, the state's own fiscal study shows that over the next 6 years, 1183 will provide an additional $400 million for schools, health care, and public safety services without raising taxes.
This voter information paid for by the Yes on 1183 Coalition. Online at factson1183.com.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call to 1-800-947-AUTO.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Looks like we've got some fog moving in on 405 and 522 there, so visibility a little bit reduced. You are seeing a slow go southbound 405, 527 through Kirkland, right about 50 minutes on the drive from Everett to Bellevue. Not too bad if you're going Everett to Seattle. We've got about a 35-minute drive there, but you are going to see a backup there southbound 405 just past the Kingston-Homish County line. Traffic is brought to you by your Seattle Target. Now with fresh groceries, from bananas to broccoli, you can cross off more on your list in one Target trip. Check out all the fresh possibilities today. Target, expect more, pay less. Coming up at 8:45 on the Bob Rivers Show, we'll talk to an expert on whether the Eurozone bailout will actually work.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
Interactive on 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
95.7, the greatest hits of all time. Bob Rivers with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Jody in the newsroom. And Boeing is building spacecraft. Boeing will announce an agreement with Space Florida to lease a hangar that housed the space shuttles to bring similar to make similar craft for the purpose of bringing people and cargo into space. Now, I'm trying to imagine, like, that's not going to happen really fast. How long did it take to make the Dreamliner?
Maybe we're putting the wrong company in charge of space. Is that what you're saying?
No. Don't say that.
I would
that.
Never say that on a broadcast radio frequency with half my audience working there.
Wait, you're right.
But good for you.
Don't expect the 2012 or even the 2013 right. model. And I'm sure they'll.
Come on. I'm waiting for the hybrid spaceship.
Plug it. Where do I plug this in?
But I think they say by 2015, maybe, we have something.
Well, they're going to create 140 jobs in the next 18 months and 550 jobs by 2015. That doesn't mean they'll have a spaceship in 2015.
But I guarantee you the mistakes learned from the Dreamliner, you know, debacle are not going to be repeated by Boeing.
Wait a minute.
They're what?
You're assuming they're going to make a spaceship. I think they're just going to do research.
Well, even if they are. You said how long would it take to make one. If they are going to make one, and you're speculating they're going to make one, you're not going to sublet part construction to third world countries anymore to have to spend the time and money to have them brought here and repaired before they're even usable.
Question. Is Tennessee a third world country?
No, but where the parts for the Dreamliner were made, they subcontracted part manufacturing.
You distrust third world countries?
Yes, I do. In so much that you're talking about.
He needs to travel more.
Let me finish my
point.
He's
going to get the chance.
I think you're going to agree with what I say here, though.
I doubt it, but go ahead. Okay. Now that you've challenged me, I promise to disagree.
When Boeing manufactures an aircraft, they're using decades of expertise, R&D, in making these parts. These are the most precisely required parts on the face of the earth. You're talking about building planes, space shuttles.
You know what? You want to know what has precise parts?
What?
An LCD TV that's an eighth of an inch thick. No one builds precise parts like the third world.
Well, except when you start sending part jobs overseas, and this was China in particular.
Right, but it's not the fact that they're overseas.
Yes, it was, because you're asking guys who have never done this work before. They weren't asking the TV shops to make plane parts. They were hiring mass labor employees with no experience.
I'd like to see Boeing make a flat screen.
I bet they could. Well, the point being, when you sent all these parts jobs to China, these parts came in nowhere near spec, nowhere near good enough. Some of them
had to be retooled.
Some had to be just thrown away and made from scratch. I don't think Boeing's going to make the same mistake twice if you get a job making a space machine.
I don't think China's going to make the same mistake twice. I think these next parts are going to be fantastic.
Either way.
I know you want to blame it on a foreign country, but I would blame it on communication. I would blame it on having enough people on the ground to be there where they're made. All you need is good quality control all the way through. And I think it's a learning process.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't want a spacecraft made in America. It'll take forever.
All our spacecrafts.
I'm not flying nothing made in the outlands of China.
Okay.
You know, get a nice manure fire going, fire up the old forge, and build yourself some metal parts.
Yes.
Well, they are building a spaceship because we need a spaceship. The only spaceships right now are Russian. Do you want to fly on the Russian spaceship, or do you want to go with Boeing?
If it ain't Boeing,
I ain't going to the moon.
Always comes down to bigotry, doesn't it? Well, let me just say this. Yes, their plans are for a spaceship that'll take seven people. Blah 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 blah. But the question is, when do you have it? And you know, until it's a few years out and they're testing, this is just good research, I think. And the world's going to change a lot. I mean, China's going to own Europe by the time this happens.
Doesn't mean they know how to make plane parts.
More than enough time to print up Joe's bumper stickers for all the spaceships. If it ain't Boeing, I ain't going.
Right.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Thank you.
I get that there are quality controls issues as we figure out how to integrate with other cultures, but I would assume our responsibility is equal to theirs. And, you know, it's one world.
Well,
our country.
You want it made it well, you want it made cheap. And that's what they picked at Boeing. They picked
cheap.
I
know. It comes down to bigotry. I get it.
Yeah, I'm crazy about living through flights. I'm nuts about it.
I know you are. Andrew Hilton's going to come at 9 o'clock. So that's Boeing. Where's the other story? No, I lost my place. What was the other thing I was going to
Movies of the presidents or the presidential
hopefuls. Oh, the presidential
hopefuls.
Movies, yes. I don't know what happened to that. Oh, here it is. When asked about their favorite films, what do you think Kane said was his favorite film? Herman Kane.
It's the one you can probably guess.
The Godfather. House Speaker Newt Gingrich went with Casablanca.
Ooh, espionage. Conspiracy.
Michelle Bachmann said Braveheart.
Horton Hears a Who? No. Braveheart, huh?
Or maybe Saving Private Ryan. Rick Santorum, who, in deference to his campaign location, settled on Field of Dreams. By the way, wasn't the Field of Dreams just sold today,
Jeff?
Yes,
it was.
It was, with the promise that they would keep it intact.
In Dyersville, Iowa, the site of the movie Field of Dreams sold to a Chicago-area couple, not like a baseball museum, not like some kind of...
Well, they're going to develop it, but they're going to develop it as a destination for, like, softball tournaments and baseball tournaments.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's not going to be, like, it's not going to be for tourism, but it is going to, in a way, sort of carry on the heritage of the movie.
Yeah, and that the original field and the little house have been there ever since, and these people let people come and see it, and they weren't even charging. I mean, it was just there.
Right.
So these people are going to keep that all there and turn it into a tourist place and a place to have baseball tournament.
Yeah. Wow.
Little league tournaments and stuff.
People really made a pilgrimage to a movie set?
Yeah.
You're pretty hard up for a tourist attraction if you're driving through Iowa. There's not much. You've been through there?
We're on our way to the world's largest ball of twine.
I can't wait to see that.
Ball, Field of Dreams, pick kids.
It sounded pretty good after about 50 miles into Iowa.
Representative Ron Paul said, "I don't watch movies."
Yes. Oh, I'm not into those fancy talking picture shows.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he declined to name a title. Well, he said, "I don't watch many movies. My wife likes musicals like The Sound of Music." So the most recent movie he's even aware of is The Sound of Music. That's perfect. The most unusual choice belongs to Rick Perry, who singled out Immortal Beloved as his favorite movie. "Bet you'll have to look that one up," he said. "I would. What is that? Do you know that? It's 1994. Gary Oldman was in it as Ludwig van Beethoven."
Yeah.
That's a weird, weird movie.
It's a great movie.
Did you see that, Eric?
I didn't see it, and I need to because I love Beethoven, but it's really about the inspiration for a lot of his compositions. Isabella Rossellini was in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you're right.
It wasn't a bad movie.
No, it was a great movie.
All right.
He may be a deeper guy than we think, because I would just think he'd say True Grit or, you know, some John Wayne kind of movie.
Mitt Romney said, "Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?"
One of my favorites.
You like that one. And Obama has four safe picks. Casablanca, Godfather, Lawrence of Arabia, and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Something for everyone, like the Facts of Life girls.
And the article says, so much for change. I don't know what that, you know, it's just a subtle dig.
Yeah, really.
It's 8:51. Let's get some more from Jody. But you also have a personal story to tell, too, don't you? Your commute, you actually enjoyed driving into Seattle.
New viaduct. Mm. New viaduct today.
Well, it's not entirely new.
Well, I went
and
on
they are
the...
tearing down the majority of the viaduct and not replacing it.
But coming south to north from West Seattle, you go up and around on the new two-lane road that they built, and it's just amazing. Like, I'm a big fan of streets and how they're put together, and I know nothing about it, but the engineering I think is amazing, the fact that they could get that up so fast and beautifully.
And and they were on a deadline, and they actually beat the deadline.
Yeah.
It's because they're going to charge them $100,000 a day for every day they were over the deadline.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is not a it's not an elevated. How much of it is elevated? There's a part of it elevated, but some of it's on the ground.
Right, exactly.
And is this going to be permanent, what they're building? Okay.
This will be the feeder to the new tunnel when the tunnel's done.
So that part, have they been working on it before while the old viaduct was being driven?
Oh, yeah, forever.
So they did the switchover.
Yeah, for a long time. But I went up and over today. It was really cool. You go up and you get to see the crumbly section. It's nice. I like it. It's like our Parthenon, right?
The crumbly section should be sold off and included in muffins that people could buy.
It crumbles on top?
Yeah, it crumbles on top of a muffin.
They were giving hunks of the crumbly section. Anybody wanted them?
No kidding. Want that? You want to go get some viaduct?
I flirted with it, but, you know, I've got too much.
I just love to be there when you come home with your wife and you say, what's in the back of the truck? I got some viaduct.
I got too much. I got a room. I've got to move. I've got a room full of stuff that I've got to move to another room. This is its third room because it keeps getting chased around.
All right, give us a little
house.
Sense of what you got and then tease, and we'll do some more news.
Okay, here's a story for you. Beacon Power Corporation, an energy storage company, they received $43 million in backing from the U.S. program that supported Solyndra. They filed for bankruptcy today.
So wait a minute. They were a subcontractor of cylinders? Am I hearing that right?
They make flywheels that manage energy moving through a power grid.
Okay.
They're not affiliated with Solyndra so much as they got money from the same organization.
Also,
yeah.
So they also got
$43 million in backing from the same U.S. program that backed Solyndra.
Right. 10% of what Solyndra got, basically. $43 million instead of $500 million. But yeah.
Yeah, not great news.
No, it's not good news.
The green effort.
That's, you know, the people who say you should let energy develop in the free market when there's actually a demand for it will dance on the grave of this company. I don't agree with them. If you look at all of the money that was invested, there's only a small percentage that fails.
And
if you invest in anything, you've got to accept a certain amount of failure. But I also think the president should grow a testicle and stand up and tell people this instead of hiding and trick-or-treating and handing out M&Ms. And I think it's just a shame. I know. He's a disappointment on that end. Like, he should – forget Herman Cain. Obama, we know, smokes. He should be the one blowing smoke.
You think?
Yeah. He should get up and be –
totally on the money on this one, man.
But when he tries to sound tough, he just sounds angry and stern and he doesn't get his point across.
You're not going to hear much tough Obama for the next – several months. You're going to be
saving it up.
It's going to be a nice guy. No, it's
now he's waiting while all the Republican candidates self-destruct.
They all talk tough, and you know what? That's their department. His job is to lay low, hand out some candy.
But I mean, on this solar stuff, he's letting the other side have that argument. The argument that the socialist liberals are using is the class warfare, and it works. Mm-hmm. It's easy to hate rich people. It's super easy. But on this thing, investing in this kind of energy, some of it's going to go bad. He's got to stand up and say that.
You're right.
But here's the part that isn't going bad, except maybe 80% more of it is going to go bad, and he's afraid of that.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody gets a little bit of spoilage, and it's all gone bad, sir.
What's your next story?
Coming up in the news, I'm going to tell you about a horrible error in which a child porn fan was doing the editing for John and Kate Plus 8.
Ouch.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of all time.
All day on 95.7.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Pretty miserable backup eastbound 520 I-5 to the water. It's going to be pretty heavy all the way to Bellevue Way. You are going to see crowding southbound 405 Kingston Homish County line through Kirkland. Northbound looking at a backup approaching the Maple Valley Highway, taking you over the Kennedale Hill, with slowing all the way up towards Lake Washington Boulevard. You've got a bit of a slowdown as well northbound 405 there mid Bellevue to 520, and northbound 5 backed up at the Michigan curve. I'll have all your traffic for you in just 5 minutes. You can get traffic online anytime at 957seattle.com. Keyword traffic.
They bought the Caffrey's old house next door. Said they were going to restore it to its original design. Crazy, I know. Oh, it's not like there was anything wrong with the place to start with. And next thing I know, they've ripped off all the siding and replaced it with cedar shingles. They redid the kitchen, they're putting in a new bathroom, and last week, they dug up the lawn. Every time I look over there, they're covered in dust. All smiles, as if they were enjoying themselves. I think they've been inhaling too many paint fumes. But I have to admit, the place is coming along. It's actually starting to look nice.
There are people who don't understand the way you live. There's an insurance company that does. Safeco Insurance, for auto, home, and more. Find an independent Safeco agent at Safeco.com. Coverage by Safeco Insurance Company of American affiliates, Seattle, Washington. Safeco Insurance. Do more.
Well, Halloween is coming up. Are you ready for this?
I want to be a princess.
I'm going to be a skeleton.
No fair. I want to be a skeleton, too. Wait, can I be half princess, half skeleton? And can we have a big party, please?
Good luck with that. Of course, with the time you'll save picking up Halloween supplies at Fred Meyer, you might actually have time to make that half princess, half skeleton costume. Because Freddy's has everything you need in just one stop. From party supplies and food, to costumes, decor, makeup, and of course all your favorite candy. Stop by the deli for a great selection of unwrap and serve party platters. And remember our bakery for moist pull-apart cupcakes and other crowd-pleasing treats. Plus, you'll find new crop fall apples arriving fresh in produce, along with sweet and spicy apple cider. And before you check out, make sure you've got plenty of Halloween candy, because running out is scary. But having too much? Well, that's what's known as a good problem to have. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Hey, Spike O'Neill here for Linwood Honda. Now, you've heard other dealers making claims that Honda dealers don't have any cars. Well, at Linwood Honda, we got plenty of cars. We have more new cars arriving every week. So that means our used inventory is loaded. Linwood Honda will dispel the myth of no inventory the second you arrive. Whether you're looking for a new Honda or a top-quality used vehicle, you'll find what you need at Linwood Honda. Experience the difference for yourself. Linwood Honda, 425-775-7575. That's 425-775-7575.
Hey, KeyBank customers. The way you manage your money could be saving or earning you extra money at KeyBank in ways you never knew.
With my family schedule, using the closest ATM and not worrying about added fees is a plus. With my Key Advantage checking account, I can use ATMs at other banks and get refunded on fees up to a monthly limit. Plus, it includes a discount on mortgage closing costs. Thanks, KeyBank.
It pays to be a KeyBank customer. Visit a branch or go to key.com/get rewards and check out the options best for you. KeyBank is member FDIC.
Runaway Mom exclusive.
I'm Deborah Norville on the next Inside Edition.
She ditched her husband and year-old daughter and went on the run with her secret lover.
I want America to know that I'm sorry.
They said it could never last. Now, 1 year later, she's got a new baby. But is the runaway mom now an outcast? Watch the next Inside Edition.
America's News Magazine.
Tonight at 7:30 after Evening Magazine on King 5.
Quick quiz. Which of these grades would you want to see in a report card? A, B, C, or F? For some parents, it's not a trick question. It's a reality.
A vice principal was trying to tell me that five Fs are quality Fs as opposed to five, what, non-quality Fs?
Tonight in the King 5 Investigation, learn a lesson about the business of online high schools.
My worry is we're sacrificing the needs of the student for the profit.
Tonight at 11, King 5 News.
Everyone has bad days. Days when traffic is backed up or your computer crashes. A couple of years ago, I had a really bad day. My doctor told me I had breast cancer. Then he told me about Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. SCCA is a world-class treatment center where doctors from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's come together to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. People from all over the world come to Seattle to receive pioneering therapies from internationally renowned cancer doctors. And the entire staff, doctors, nurses, admins, made me feel like treatment was something they were doing with me, not to me. Now I'm cancer-free, and I feel like myself again. Although these days, I don't get too worked up about how the barista makes my latte. Maybe that's a silver lining.
If you're dealing with cancer, visit seattlecca.org today. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, turning cancer patients into cancer survivors.
Mango and chili powder, peanut butter and bacon, strawberries and pepper. Here at the grocery store, people find great flavor in all kinds of surprising combinations. Now the same goes for auto and life insurance from Allstate. Ever thought about buying them together? Introducing the Allstate Auto Plus Life Discount. Protect your family with life insurance, save money protecting your car. So if you're craving pickles and ice cream, you could be in the market for life insurance. Saving extra money with the new Auto Plus Life Discount is a pleasant surprise.
There are 200 Allstate agents in the Puget Sound area. Call one today and save even more on car insurance when you protect your family with life insurance.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. Life insurance issued by Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois, Lincoln Benefit Life Company, Lincoln, Nebraska, and American Heritage Life Insurance Company, Jacksonville, Florida.
In a 2011 American Express survey, 93% of U.S. consumers said that they believe it's important to support local small businesses in their community. That's why we created Small Business Saturday. On November 26th, small businesses deserve more than our thanks. They deserve our support, because when you support small businesses, you fuel the economy and invigorate your community. Go to facebook.com/shopsmall and pledge to shop on Small Business Saturday, November 26th. From American Express, founding partner of Small Business Saturday.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Looks like we're starting to wind down. Still dealing with a bit of a backup. Northbound 405 through the S-curves was slowing to 112. That'll pick up right near 520. Southbound 405, a bit of a struggle there. Approaching Totem Lake, and that's going to go through Kirkland. You've got a solid backup. Eastbound 520, I-5 to the water. Actually pretty heavy all the way out towards Bellevue Way. And then southbound 5, a little crowded through the U District. Northbound still slow there, approaching the West Seattle Bridge. Traffic is brought to you by Sound Transit. Listen to the voice of reason and visit the new website and trip planner for fares and schedules. Visit SoundTransit.org. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, a child porn fan was doing the editing for John and Kate Plus 8.